sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young, and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
I got my game about women from a prostitute. And way back, used to rap on the block for loot. I try to make my way legit, haha. It was hard, cause rhyme don't pay the rent. And it was funny how I copped out. I couldn't make it in school, so finally I dropped out. My family's on welfare, and I'm steady thinking, since don't nobody else care, I'm out here on my own. At least in jail, I have a meal, and I wouldn't be alone. Damn. I feel like a waste, tear rolling down my face, because my life is filled with hate. Until I looked around me, I saw nothing but family straight up down for me. Panthers, pimps, pushers, and thugs. Hey, yo, that's my family tree. I got nothing but love. That's beautiful. Damn. Hold on a second. Hold on. This is one of those moments where I got a Tupac. Tupac, yes. Tupac. That's from Tupac. Yes, yeah. That shit was dope. That's from Tupac's Nothing But Love track, the last verse. And I could recite the whole thing, but I got a podcast to start. So welcome, bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka B Blizzard, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B. Yeah. Before I start the show, I want to remind you returning listeners that this podcast is still protected by the red, the black, and the green. And waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleus up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on the unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on, what is it, March 29. It is March, right? March 29, 2023. On Wednesday, midweek episode, Wednesday, 7:33 p.m., and it stopped snowing. And this episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Hey, I'm going to play this clip while I'm here, check this out, man. I discovered this on the internet, and I'm going to figure out how to incorporate this in the show. Hold on.
I ain't no devil. This is not the words of Jesus Christ.
Shut your mouth, Cain, bitch.
I found this clip on the internet, and that shit just been making me laugh. And this is one of those, look, if it makes you laugh, laugh. If it doesn't, I won't bother explaining to you why it makes me chuckle and laugh. Yeah, man. Let's just say this is where our sense of humor diverges, you know? Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Anyway, where are we at? let's start the show, man. Let's do this. So step one, the intro. Again, this is a midweek episode, so little... Oh, what's going on? Oh, sorry about that. My timer. You know, I need to use a better timer for this. Okay. I don't know what's going on, but I feel a little out of breath at the moment. I don't know what that's about, but maybe it's my posture or this fucking chair I'm on. But yeah, whatever. Yeah, intro. I don't know what happened between then and between today, between the last episode and this one. And, well, you know, I don't know. I may have put my foot in my mouth with respect to Jonathan Majors. The news had bothered me. I just shared my thought about, you know, basically it was just, please hope it ain't so. But I was hearing a conversation on Van Leighton's podcast. He was having with his co-host, Rachel, what's her last name? Rachel, Van Leighton's podcast, man. Yeah, the black girl from Higher Learning Podcast. Fine. Rachel Lindsay. There we go. Yeah, anyway, they were just having a mature, intelligent conversation about the Jonathan Major arrest. And I just thought it was well-versed. I wish I could have sounded that intelligent on my last podcast. But, no, actually, I kind of wish I didn't say shit. You have the right to remain silent. And only because not everything needs to have your opinion. It's okay to wait. It's okay to wait for more facts to hear about it. Yeah, the only thing I just said was, please, I hope it ain't so. Please hope it ain't so. But I guess if you're someone who's been a victim or survived, I guess I risked saying something that could have bothered someone who survived that kind of stuff. And I don't know. You know what? Okay, maybe I'm beating myself up, but I'm just saying the conversation they had on that podcast was very insightful, very mature, very intelligent, and I put me in shame. All right, so what else happened? As a Canadian, one of the things you do as a Canadian is like to hear about another gun shooting, another shooting in the United States. I was trying to say southern neighbors, you know. Yeah, being neighbors to the United States is like, it's kind of interesting. I'm not saying, you know, it's good, bad, or whatever, right? I guess every country and neighbor relationship has their ups and downs or whatever. But what's unique about the United States is fucking hearing about the whole shooting. You know, the rinse repeat conversation about a shooting happens and, oh, it's too late to talk. And, you know, gun debate. Oh, this is enough. This is enough. But let's be honest, man. After they killed them kids in at Sandy Hook and no one did shit, tweeting about it is not going to change shit. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. It bothers me, honestly. I'm trying to numb myself to this shit, but I'm a human being. So, a lot of shootings happened in the States. I may not talk about them, but it does bother me. Hearing about it does bother me, but and I find ways to numb myself from that shit. So let's hear it for good drugs. But you know what? I'm going to try to raise the mood a bit because this is like the intro. Like in comedy, if you're like the first comic and before you introduce, you got to like warm up the crowd. And this is a little bit what I try to do with this podcast. Maybe I should also mention that we're following the regular format as a non-midweek episode. By that I mean, you know, we're going to have news and random thoughts. No, yeah, news and random thoughts and news, whatever. And then final thoughts, which relates to the title. What am I calling this episode again? Yeah, I think I decided to call, I got a lesson about self-identity. No, self-concept from a prostitute. Something like that. Along those lines. Yeah, that's the working title for now. And I'll explain what I mean in final thoughts. All right. Before I continue, before I end the intro, I'm going to play this clip, this joke I found on Reddit. And the comedian's name is Shane, I Am Comedy. Hold on a second. I'm going to go to his Linktree. I want to make sure I give props to the people. Again, show notes are in the link. Information about what I'm about to play is in the show notes. All right. comedian. He's an LA-based comedian. His name is Shane Bianchi Comedy. Bianchi Comedy. Yeah, anyways. Yeah, it's again, link in the show notes, and I'm gonna play it for y'all. Here we go. It's really short. It's called, I'll just play it. Fuck it.
Not good with women, folks.
Okay, let me put that a little louder. Poor bastard. Okay, here we go. He says, not good with women.
Not good with women, folks. Not good with them. Or as my people call them, bitches. Yeah. And by my people, I mean guys that don't fuck. I thought the other day, you know, I bathe an awful lot for someone that gets no pussy. That's right. Not good.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me see his social. Whatever. Okay. Part of the reason I'm sharing this is because I remember on the last episode, I was thinking about my usage of the term bitch on the last episode. And I don't call women bitches. You know, there's someone smarter who could explain this better than me. But yeah, I'm not calling women bitches. But when I am trying to be funny, yes, I will use the term. I will say, you know, them bitches. But never in a derogatory. Okay, it is derogatory. But I mean, it's look at me trying to make an excuse out of myself. You know what? Okay, I forget. This podcast is for people who are just. I'm not running for office here. I'm gonna go over my time here. I found it funny. That's all that matters. I found it funny. Shout out to this comedian. And I'm looking in the comment section of Reddit, and they're like, yeah, man, this homeboy's going places. Oh shit, he posted it. Okay, whatever. All right, let's jump to the next segment of the podcast. Cause it's Wednesday. And tomorrow, so it means it's a school night, and I got to get some, you know, some beauty sleep here. So let's do this, all right? There we go. Nice and solid. In my headphones, the shit is loud, but when I go to edit this podcast on my tool there, the wavelengths are very small. I don't know. I should read on this shit. I should read more about this shit, but yeah. Speaking about reading more about this shit is, what did I put? PM Progress. Precision Nutrition Progress. This week's lesson, I'm not going to tell you everything, but one habit they suggested trying, and I found myself saying, you know what? I could give that a shot. Let me give that a shot. I mean, it looks difficult, but I think I could give that a try. And it's... how did they word it? Basically, having five serving of fruit and vegetable throughout your day. And it hasn't been easy doing that, but it has made me mindful of the fact that, holy fuck, I rarely eat. I hate saying this. Rarely is strong, but I don't frequently consume fruits and vegetable. Which is weird for me. I didn't think I was bad, but I'm realizing that, yeah, I guess the idea is to get away from eating processed shit. Anyway, so today I ran out of any kind of fruits and vegetables, so I got desperate, went to the grocery store, did I really forget to turn on the timer? Yes, I did. All right, fuck it. All right, B's going to go over time. Anyway, yeah, oh, yeah, bought a shitload of fruits and vegetables that I vowed on all seven kingdoms, on the old gods and the new gods, to consume. And worst case, I'm making some kind of disgusting shake out of all the shit that I bought. And, I had a homie working at the grocery store. I told him, what, you notice anything different? I think I was low-key. Looking for props to say, look at me, I'm eating fresh vegetables, you know. And he had a notice, and then I told him about what I didn't tell him about Precision Nutrition. I just told him, yeah, I'm trying this shit. Five. And then he noticed I had a Tropicana orange juice. He goes, yeah, but you have that shit there? And he I didn't realize it. You know, I read it, and I'm like, oh, shit. It had, 24 grams of sugar? on the label. I'm not going to get up to look it up. But I remember someone recommending, saying, it's not... If you're trying to eat healthy, if you're trying to eat healthy, right? It's not avoiding sugar. It's avoiding shit. It's not... Okay, look. If you're on a strict diet, don't listen to me. I'm no dietitian, all right? But if you're trying to get away from constantly, from the fact that you don't consume any fucking fruit and vegetable throughout, the fact that that shit is like a foreign concept to you, right? Rarely have fruit and rarely am I in the fruit and vegetable aisle unless I'm cooking something special. It's fucking rare. So that's, I think that's why I like that diet. I'm like, because they were saying, they work with you, right? They're not saying, okay, we're not going to tell you to don't eat this, don't eat that. We are going to tell you. Again, they start very small. You know, this is like special. I'm a special ed kid of the health community, right? So they don't tell you, don't eat this shit, don't eat that. No, they say, okay, look, we're going to start small. For now, increase your fruit and vegetable intake. For now, let's just do that. Just do that. Work with us, buddy. Come on, all right? Okay, you can still have the donuts. You can have the fucking Big Mac, your KFC. No, actually, they don't tell you you can have it. They just don't say, they're not a pain in the ass about it. But right now, we're just at, look, can you? How about a salad? Hey, how about a celery? Is it going to kill you? Try it. Give that shit a try. You know what I mean? Get into that habit. And the reason I'm confident I could do it is because I've done it before. I remember when I used to be on this strict gym diet and where I was eating every 2 hours. It was smaller meals every 2 hours and protein, something green, and nuts. Grow up, be black. And nuts. I said nuts. These nuts! Anyway, yeah, and nuts. And the diet worked. So I gave up the diet, again, the strict diet, but I did hold on to the habit of watching my sugar intake. That held on. You see what I'm saying? So that's why when I saw this shit of five vegetables, I said, you know, I think I could do that. I think I could try that. Anyway, so I was a little proud of myself, go to the line or whatever. And homie, you know, and he knows the orange juice. Now I want to be clear, homie. He wasn't being hateful. He's just a regular human being, and he's not. Yazzie's listening to this podcast. I want to be clear. This is not. This is one of those things I wouldn't tell him because I'd be worried that it would come off as an attack. What I'm getting at is this is not my first time any attempts I've made to eat better, exercise more. There's always been sometimes it's just the smallest shit that just pisses me off. The smallest thing. It's like, I remember just getting myself to the gym on a regular basis. I remember just being proud of that shit. And then some asshole would show up, well, you didn't do legs, or you didn't do this exercise, you didn't do that, you didn't, whatever fucked up thing that's worked for them, whatever science they've known, and, oh, you didn't do this shit, you didn't do any bench press, you didn't get your dick sucked, you know what I mean? You didn't harass some chick, then you should have for nothing, you know, like, when the truth is, it's just fucking starting small fucking habits and letting that shit snowball, and some people don't understand that shit. It's like all or nothing. You know what's funny? Actually, I'm one of those people, except I'm the opposite. Sorry, it's either all of nothing. So, okay, I'm getting distracted. I'm just saying. So, yeah, homie just noticed my orange juice. Basically, he gave me the when he noticed that jug of Tropicana orange juice, he was like, well, fuck. Well, that's junk food. Well, and when I noticed how much sugar was in it, I freaked out. And then when I went home, I Googled it, and Tropicana assures you, it's like, hey, we don't add any fucking the orange that's in that thing, in this container, it's like squeezed, regular squeezed orange. We don't add shit to it. Yeah, so I'd rather have a bottle of Tropicana than buying a whole bunch of fucking oranges that I have to cut up and eat like, and I don't cut it up like normal people do. I cut it up in four and put it in my mouth like I'm Mr. T, boxer, sorry, you know. And so that's why. That's what I'm trying to say, man. So I figured this was just a little rant, a 5-minute rant that I didn't think I was going to make. So, I was just going to say that I was going to leave it at, don't listen to people, when it comes to health, when it comes to working on your health, if you're anything like me, don't listen to anyone who doesn't hold their own selves accountable, all right? That's really where it comes out. Like, don't, when it comes to health exercises, health goals. Be mindful about the people you pick to tell to talk to you about. Because a lot of motherfuckers love to, like, want to help you out. Oh, you're trying to lose weight? I'll help you out. I'm going to keep calling you fat until you lose weight. You know, they'll do shit like, they'll do a whole bunch of shit that's not helpful. Anyway, that's all this to say that I'm proud of my little purchase of fruit and vegetables. And because I tell you this, because I reminded myself that I just bought a bunch of, a shitload of fruit and vegetables that I like. I want to be clear, that I like. I just got to go the extra mile and cut that shit up and make sure I eat it and don't let it rot in my fridge. That's the next challenge. Not letting that motherfucker rot in my fridge. And tune in to next time when I tell you about... I think I'll keep you up to date with... No, they haven't rotten yet. Or whether I ate them or not. Yeah, I'm kind of hoping to have an episode where I tell you... Where I remember to tell you that, yes, all those fruits that I bought on March 29th, I ate them all. All right, here we go. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to play a clip from, was it Cassandra on TikTok creator, and it's about having two genders is a colonizer construct. When I heard, okay, that's not the title, but that's how she starts her presentation. But as soon as I heard it's colonizer construct, I was like, tell me more about what else these crackers, these cave people have talked us out of doing. And this is one of them. Here we go.
Having only two genders is a colonizer social construct. Here are just a few cultures that prove that. First of all, there's a ton of indigenous tribes that recognize multiple genders. The Neh alone have like 4 to 6. And then Mexican Zapotecas in Oaxaca have muchos. And they used to be Aztec priests and Mayan gods, but then colonizers. Sworn virgins in Albania. Women who swore to live as men and never do the sex again so that they could have man privileges. Hawaii's third gender, Mahu, are actually valued and respected. They're seen as caretakers, healers, and teachers of ancient traditions. Bisu and Indonesia, they're a combination of all genders. They're said to be a mixture between human and god, and they can bless things. Also, according to legend, they created the entire world. And Hidras, based in Hinduism, this includes intersex, fluid, and trans people. They bless families, and they were always really respected. But then Christianity, thank you.
Yeah.
Having only...
Oh, yeah, I think I meant to put this in church ratchetness into fuck Christianity. Another reason to say fuck Christianity and fuck the white man's religion and his ways. The point I'm getting with this is just how we were live. We were bamboozled. I didn't write this down. I was enlightened by this presentation. But I was aware that of the whole, double spirit, two-spirited. What's the term she used?
Only two genders is a colonizer. Having only two genders.
The whole concept of being of binary or how humanity has been like funneled into this idea of you're either a man or you're either a woman. This whole concept. As I got enlightened, something told me, I bet, whenever I argue about, you know, with some idiot, some asshole about genders and whatever the fuck, and usually, you know, black folks, white folks, I leave them alone. But usually when it's black folks, I try to tell them, look, man, I don't argue. I just express the possibility that, no, my mind is open to the possibility that what the Bible has told us about men and women might be bullshit. I'm gathering data from my non-binary siblings. I'm hearing them out. I'm reading their stories. I'm listening to clips like this. And I'm considering, hey, maybe the Bible didn't have all the fuck. Maybe there's more to Adam and Eve. Maybe they were wrong about Adam and Eve. You know what I mean? Because it's not the fucking first. Ooh, okay, my blood pressure's getting high. This is not the fucking first time they've been wrong. Is that the first time? Look, these fucking assholes have been saying shit like, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman. Then why the fuck are priests not allowed to get married? Well, you know, because priests are trying to fuck with God, you know, having a sexual relationship with God. And And besides, we kind of like kids over women. You know what I mean? I'm just like, there's the lies, the fucking lies. There's too much bullshit coming out from the churches. Yeah. Okay, hold on. My nose is blocked. Oh, I think maybe it's because I'm excited. Just a sec, okay? Sorry, my nose is stuffy. In French, we say c'est bloqué. In English, you say it's stuffy. And I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but I got a air filter going on. I Googled it, and yeah, I looked it up, and it says, yeah, if your nose is stuffy when you walk into a room, maybe try using an air filter. And my nose was cleared, and then I started the podcast, and maybe I just got a little too hyper, and my nose is stuffy again. But here we go. Where was I? Yeah, cursing out. Yeah, man, fuck the church, man. Fuck the church. Yeah, shut. And that's really what the segment's all about. The other thing, too, is the reason I brought up the recent mass shooting that happened in Nashville, May to March 3rd, if you're going back in time and you want to fit in, if you're coming back, yeah, so March 3rd, 2023, the latest news is there's been a shooting in Nashville. I didn't dig up the details. Actually, I did, but I didn't record it for this podcast. But the point is, the shooter this time, the shooter was non-binary, was a trans, trans person. But the point is, all of a sudden, these Republicans are now switching to, oh, see, guns don't kill people, trans kill people. Like, they've ignored all the white dudes who've been shooting, the white Christian males, or whatever, white dudes, who've been shooting up schools, malls, and whatever the fuck. No, before that, it was like, nah, guns don't kill people. We don't know, the gun's not the problem. You know, they've been all over the place with this, guns are not the problem. But because it's a trans person, you know what? Let me make sure I get my binary person. Is saying binary the same as saying trans person? I looked it up, and I don't know why it's not. Okay, gender binary, also known as gender binarism, is the classification of gender into two distinct opposite form of masculine and feminine, whether by social system or cultural belief, or both. Okay. Oh, gender binary. Oh, I see. Understanding non-binary. Yeah, okay, yeah. So he's a binary, binary person. So the shooter was non-binary. Fuck, am I saying that right? Damn. Non-binary defined. Most people, including most transgender people, are either male or female, but some people don't neatly fit into a categories of man. Okay, so I'm just going to say transgender person. So the shooter was a transgender person, and as a result, okay, maybe not on the street, but on fucking Twitter, there's been a lot of transphobic shit popping up. But like scary, very scary. And what kills me, it's not just white people. Black people are doing that shit too. I don't know. Twitter's it's disgusting these days, man. I know what Elon Musk is doing. Elon's got this feature where he breaks it down between two people, two categories for you. Oh, kind of like what's that app? TikTok does, right? There's a for you section and there's a people you follow. So for you, you get random shit, but their AI algorithm matches you up with motherfuckers who just bring out the worst out of you, right? Anyway, a lot of my Twitter timeline has been a lot of terrible people saying transphobic shit. And what's scary is someone mentioned one of the tweets I follow about how that's exactly what Nazi Germany did about Jewish people. Is they created, it's like, oh, Jewish people are committing crime. They started to boil that hate. What scares me about racism is not going away. But I think what the powers that be will do, they'll say, look, black people, we're not going to get rid of racism. What we will do is let you choose someone else to take your place. And I'm scared that's this transphobia, that's where it's going. Fucking black folks will be jumping on the whole racism back. I mean, we're still going to be at the bottom of the ladder. But now they can say, hey, almighty white man, we want to offer to you our trans siblings, our black trans siblings. How about we offer that to the, offer that as burnt offerings. And yeah, it's kind of scary, man. It's very fucking scary. But again, this is on Twitter. Who knows? Maybe people are more enlightened out there. That's not true. Actually, that's not true. You know what's even scary? Like, you know, it's, I was at work and someone was, because I bring it out of people. I just bring it out. And someone was just felt comfortable expressing to me how they weren't, I'm not going to use the exact word, and basically how it bothers them, people who use pronouns and shit like that. Oblivious of the fact that I fucking use pronouns on my Twitter and whatever. Now, it's easy for me to fight against a transphobia on the internet. But in real life, that shit was a challenge. I mean, I did say something, but I remember feeling a sense of, fuck. I just betrayed the tribe. Like, worried that, I was worried about what are they going to say about me. I remember feeling a sense of, fuck. I should have just kept my mouth shut. I should have just, you know, it's, I'm just saying, man. Like, you know, all you white folks who, like, who do shit, like, hear racist shit and say something about it, I give you a high five, man, because that shit ain't easy. I get it. Granted, you know, it's easy for, you know, to sympathize with not standing up for racism. It's easy for me to say that, but not when the racism is happening to me. And fuck that. You better step up and do something about it. But yeah, this is some, again, random thoughts. This is just me saying some random shit. That's it. Yeah, that's it. The other thing too, last thought that I wanted to say, because since we're on the I just Googled this. The last one item I had on the rundown sheet, I said, having a friend who is non-binary. And this ain't a poor be. I don't know if I want, this is not for anyone who's not non-binary. This is not me. Okay, it's going to sound like I'm making excuses. This is just me sharing sentiment. And probably, so whoever's transphobic out there might hear me out and might hear what I'm saying and, you know, and say, oh, okay, you know what? Okay, so you feel that same way. That came back. Yeah, okay, I'm not sympathizing with, okay, whatever. What I was trying to say is having a friend who is non-binary really makes you reevaluate or really makes you think about process how you have your own hang-up about the concept of the binary, about men and women. For example, I remember, on the podcast, this is probably the third time I mentioned it, and I'll stop. The last episode that I listened to of on the Black Fat Femme, and I kept referring to the two as two individuals, because I wasn't sure what their pronouns were. And one of the individuals on that podcast, their name is John Paul E.D.? I thought it was PhD. Yeah, John Paul E.D. And they put in bracket, they, them, tired. And just a tweet that popped up, and it went, when I was at my lowest at CPAP. Okay, the last part. It's just the last part. He says, support they continue. Okay, I'm so grateful for today and support they continue to give me, a black, queer, non-binary educator. And, yeah. So, here's where I'm going with this, right? I grew up with men who, a lot of men out there might bitch about the whole pronoun, quote-unquote, game. But the thing is, what they don't realize is they let their pronouns know. But they don't put it in bracket. They use violence. If you go up to a cis hetero male who is especially a member of the cult of masculinity, call him a bitch, or hey, what you wearing is for women, or anything. Say anything related to you look like less than a man. They'll get pissed. If they don't fuck you up, they will get pissed. But that's their way of saying, hey, asshole, my pronouns are he. They don't realize it. They don't realize that these hetero males are, okay, where I'm going with this is, so I grew up with males who were like, yo, you can talk about my mom, but whatever you do, don't disrespect my male sexuality. Don't disrespect my masculinity. And that shit is engraved in my head to the point where there's like mixed, like I know I need to get over it, but I know there's like a mix on my brain. It's hey, this individual looks like a male and you're about to call him queer. Something in my brain is freaking the fuck out, is ready to, how do I know they're not going to punch me? All this to say that, yeah, it's the hangups, the shit, the programming. There's a lot of unlearn. It's a journey into having a friend. The conclusion is this: having a friend who's either trans, non-binary, puts you in a situation where you have to unlearn, and even unlearn, and who unlearning sometimes ain't easy. Sometimes it can be a challenge, especially when you're old. I'm not making an excuse, but I'm just, sometimes it's, it can be a challenge. I'll admit that. Whether that makes me a good or bad individual, that's not the point. But I'm putting it out there. Unlearning sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes is not easy. I still remember when African American, actually it started with Afro-American, but I still remember when African American was the new term for black people. And how hard it was for white folks. You think I had sympathy for how difficult they had to unlearn? I was like, fuck that. Get it right, cracker. What do I call you? Black? Fucking Afro? Afro? Man, it's fucking difficult. Anyway, yeah. But I understand it, man. It's like, I was like, nah, get it right, cracker. Or else I'm reporting you to HR. Who am I kidding? HR didn't give a fuck. All right, okay. What time is it? Okay, I'm going over time. What's the last thing? Okay, I'm not going to read this. Okay, I'm going to rush through the last two items because this session is ending in 45 seconds. Okay, last one. CSIS, RCMP, OPP leaked. CSIS, RCMP, OPP leaked info to the convoy protesters. And I'm not going to play the whole video, but I'm just going to leave it as I've been saying. There we go. Yeah. You know, I should have introduced the last two segments with I've been saying and all I'm saying. All right, so been saying is CSIS, RCMP, OPP leaked info to the convoy protesters. Look, my only comment, shout out to my homegirl, Erica Eiffel. She's the one who I got this this link from. And keep doing your thing, sister. And yeah, and, but it just reminded me of, look, what black folks, reminds me of how black people, why we die for high blood pressure. White people are worried about crime. And what white people don't understand is black people are also worried about crime, but not only are we worried about crime, but we're worried about the motherfuckers in charge of taking care of crime, of dealing with crime, because the people who deal with crime tend to also be criminals themselves or do shit like leak information to the bad guys. You know, it's like stressful, man. Stressful. Just makes you want to holler. Okay, last item, all I'm saying. I'm going to play this clip. I'm going to end it with the term, all I'm saying. All right, here we go. How long is it? 220.
Yeah, this is Carl, my husband of 26 years. And this is Tiger, my husband of 10 years. Look at this. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Carl and I are entrepreneurs. We run several companies online and we've written several books together.
For a living, I'm an investor. I sit around and look at numbers and charts and watch stock market all day.
Every lady should have two husbands. I'm legally married to Carl for the past 26 years. We have three kids together. When we decided that we wanted to have this multiple relationship structure in our marriage, we went straight to our kids and talked to them about it. We told them exactly what it was, exactly what it was not, and we always kept the door open for them to ask questions, share their thoughts, opinions, feelings, and we always supported them.
All right.
get a different task.
But did you see the legs under there?
I have other tasks. In the 12th year of our marriage, Carl and I decided that I was going to have multiple partners.
All right, I'm going to leave it at that. All right, okay. The point is, poly relationships. Dating life is crazy. Okay, whoever shared this. Yeah, you know what? This woman who I follow on Twitter, her name is Tweety Montgomery. She's got funny tweets, and sometimes she's got shit that's, you know what? Yeah, I don't always agree with some of the stuff she said. I'm going to leave it at that, right? But she's got entertaining tweets. She's someone who showed up in my, for you section. okay, whatever. Okay, where I'm going with this is polyandry is a form of polygamy in which a woman takes on two or more husbands. All I'm saying, because this is not the first time that I hear about people who have relationship arrangements that are not monogamous. All I'm saying, I wish people who can't handle or can't be in a monogamous relationship could have this kind of honesty with themselves, could make those kind of arrangements with their partners, as opposed to lying to themselves and lying to an unsuspecting victim and bullshitting their way into a relationship they know they can't handle. In a relationship where they know they're going to, as soon as they can, will violate the rules of monogamy. I'm saying you fucking cheaters, man. You fucking cheaters would be better people if you could take a look in the mirror and realize that, you know what? This dick or this pussy or whatever the fuck can't handle just one dick, one pussy. So, it would be, sure, it's going to be a challenge, especially in this fucking world where we've all been taught that, no, the only normal relationship, according to the Bible, Adam and Eve, monogamy. Now, Adam and Eve is a fucked up story because how did we start with two people and then have the earth population? I'm just saying, someone was fucking their kids. Someone in that relationship was a motherfucker. Hold on a second, because I know no one's going to give it to me, but I'm going to give it to myself. Should I make myself laugh? So all I'm saying is, at least she's not cheating. At least she's or the dude she's in it are not cheating. That's all I'm saying. There we go. All right. Let's jump to final thoughts. What time is it? Oh, my God. Okay, final thoughts. Okay, it's going to be a short one. I'm not going to take a lot of time. And before I start final thoughts, let's do... Woo! Solid sound in the headphone. Solid sound. Hey, you know what happened? I just took a sip of water and my nose was on stuff. I don't know what that's about. I love an unstuffy nose. All right, okay, look, let's wrap this up, man. Because I have some TV to watch. All right, so final thoughts. What's up with today's title? Today's title is... Okay, hold on. I don't know if I have ADD, but there's just... There's this thing that's been bothering me. There's been a typo. I've been staring at this typo in front of me, and I can't ignore it, so I got to fix it March 23rd. 1993. God damn it. I'm old. All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I fixed the typo. What's up with the title? All right. I was thinking of, it's been on my mind. Stormy Daniels tweets. Stormy Daniels. You know who Stormy Daniels is? Well, ask your grandpa about it. Stormy Daniels. Sorry, I'm laughing because I remember trying to bring up the name to my therapist, and like, who? And she said, she didn't have, she's not on pop culture, zero pop culture, but actually, the little pop culture she knows is thanks to me. You're welcome. Anyway, yeah, so Stormy Daniels, porn actress, adult film actress. What's the polite way for porn? You know, porn star actress, right? And or legend, or I don't know if she still does it. I'm gonna Google Stormy Daniels for science, man. Stormy Daniels. Yeah, I'm likely gonna get her. Of course, I did. All right, okay. Stormy Daniels. She was the porn star that American pornographic film actress, that's the word to use, and director and former stripper. Oh, good for her. Right. She was that Donald Trump silenced to say, oh, actually, his lawyer silenced to say, paid some hush money to say, hey, that last time we had sex, that last time I begged for sex and you gave it to me, don't tell anyone, especially my dick size. But please don't tell. I'm going to give you a shitload of money for you to not tell anyone about that shit. Hold on a second. Oof. Oh, my God. God, sorry. That was disgusting. I hope you don't not hear that. But this dope-ass mic probably listened. Okay, anyway, sorry. Yeah, don't tell anyone. And what did she do? She told people. Well, I'm sure Donald Trump, I won't lie, man. If I'm rich, I'm having sex with a porn star. Fuck yes. And camera angles and everything. Whatever. I don't know which porn star, but I'm just saying it's going to happen. Fuck that. Yeah. It's funny. There's a chance. It's, you know, I'm saying there's not a chance, but it would be funny that one day I choose to become a priest or go into politics, and I'm going to have to delete this podcast. Okay, here I am. But I make sure to, if I ever engage with sex workers, to be very, like, I treat sex workers like they're going to be storming. Like, one day I'm going to have to pay them hush money. Or one day TMZ is going to want some dirt on me. And I want them to, hey, look, if they end up spilling the beans, I don't want them to say, yeah, he was an asshole. Make your money. I don't give a fuck. But at least don't say that, oh, man, he treated me like shit, made me cry. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, yeah. Anyway, oh, my God, I'm so fucking distracted. Yes, Stormy Daniels. The point to this fucking story is, again, minding my own business on Twitter, and I've been seeing a lot of tweets being sent to Stormy Daniels, right? And her response to them. Very entertaining. One of my favorite ones is, okay, sorry. They're very entertaining, her responses. But the people who are tweeting at her, fucking mean, fucking cruel, saying shitty things. Like, the hatred towards this woman is irrational. That's what I'm going to say. But that's not the point. I'm not trying to say, hey, you guys are mean people for saying that shit. The whole point to it is how she's turning lemon into lemonades. Like, this is just, it's like dealing with hecklers. She's just got good responses to them. A lot of them are very entertaining. And the reason, okay, I want to be clear in saying that, okay, I'm not up here to praise some white woman. Anytime I hear about a white woman struggling, all I can do is think about, shit. I mean, I sympathize, you know, I feel the sympathy. But I also think about the black person in her shoes who's going to, you know, with the exact same profile and go through worse than they're going. Not that it diminishes what Stormy Daniels goes through or any other woman goes through. I feel this is my way of I'm not caping for white women. Here we go.
I ain't no devil. This is not the words of Jesus Christ.
Shut your mouth, Kane, bitch.
All right. Would a black guy who capes for white women play a clip like that? I am so getting my black card revoked. Anyway, that's not my point. Stormy Daniels, where was I? Yes, the hatred that she was getting from him. And, yeah, I was just, the way she was handled, it's more the idea of all these people are coming at her, and it's like if they could find the right words that would make her cry, they would say it. If they could find the right words that would make her want to kill herself, they would say it. That would make her feel like shit, that would make her feel less than who she is. As in less than a child of God. I'm going to use the term child of God, even though I'm on some ex-Christian tip. But I'm just saying, unworthy unworthy of anything good, anything. If these people could find the magic words to do that, they would say it. And what I like about it is how she's going through the storm and bing, like they shoot at her and she just bing, hits it back. Bing, you know what I mean? There's resilience in that shit. And it just made me think about how if you're going to be a celebrity, I mean, if you're, anyone, the value of having a strong sense of self. I use the word self-identity. I'm going to work on that title. But the self-concept. I remember some book about self-esteem that I was about, you know, having a self-esteem. But the more the idea of self-concept and how a lot of us, if not most, if not all of us, grow up and, you know what? Okay, no, this is probably more of an Ottawa thing. Our self-concept is based on what other people think. See, for example, in spots in my area, it's not about being nice. It's about having people, it's more important to have people perceive you as nice than it is to actually be nice. Because we overvalue other people's opinions about us. See where I'm going with this? See what I mean? Like, it's on the list of things that I'm trying to unlearn. I used to struggle with this concept, and I've mentioned this on a previous podcast. But I'm gonna pretend like, you know, this is like your first time listening to this podcast. And I struggled with the question, am I who I say I am, or am I who everyone says I am? You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't matter if I do all the good deeds in the world, but if no one sees it, if there's no one around to say, oh man, that B-Black, he's a good guy, then I'm not a good guy. It doesn't matter that I look myself in the mirror. Yes, it doesn't matter that I can look myself in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm doing just fine. And then go out there and someone say, damn, you're getting fat. Oh, damn, you should. Oh, you look like shit. And all of a sudden, that's who I am. I think that's an Ottawa thing. Maybe in your area you might have this, but I know that's very common in Ottawa. Criticism. We're very sensitive to criticism. A lot of us, yeah, act like Christians, like fake-ass Christians. It's more important to be perceived as a good Christian than it is to actually be Christian. So what I'm saying is, I love how this woman, how she exemplified by her tweets, even I know it's meant for humor, but what I like about her tweet responses is how she's accepted who she is. Oh, my favorite line, okay. If you've seen, I was going to say The Wire. If you've seen Game of Thrones, that conversation that Tyrion has with the bastard, you know, fuck it. I'm going to play it. Because why? Because it's my podcast. Hold on, okay. Tyrion, never forget who you are. I realize that this is where I'm going with this. Oh, man. Isn't that the video? Okay, fuck it. I ain't trying to read this shit. Fine, I'll read it. Game of Thrones goes, never forget who you are. I think he calls him bastard. Okay, hold on a second. Gotta load this page. Gotta turn off my pop-up blocker. Okay, here we go. He goes, never forget who you are. The rest of the world will not. Wear it like an armor, and it can never be used to hurt you. Yes. I think a lot of us in Ottawa, again, could be your region, but or in my circle, is we go through life. It's not that we forget. Yeah, we forget who we are, or we try not to think about the part of us that we don't like, whether you're short, whether you're fat, whether you're whatever. Whatever thing about yourself, you like to not think about it. You like to not be reminded of it. That part about you, you don't want to be reminded of. And then, but no, Tyrion, words of wisdom, goes, never wear that shit like a fucking armor. Embrace it. Now, this is not my way of saying that, yes, I'm okay with white people calling me the N-word. Nah, fuck that. You will die. I'm kidding. That's a threat. I'm just saying, there's a psychological, it's deeper than that. That's not where I'm going with this. But I am saying, Stormy Daniels made something of herself. She's become, like, I don't know how she, who knows, maybe she cries herself to sleep. But on most aspects, she has every reason. In her tweet, she actually shows that, yo, fuck it. You could, I was initially going to call this episode something related to the song by Nas and Puffy, P. Diddy, Hate Me. Something related to that, you know, my bad. You can hate me now, but I won't stop now. And, oh my God. Yeah, I was going to relate it to that. And it's just, ain't shit you can do about these haters. These haters are going to come for you. Whatever beef they have against you, it's, you can't control that shit. Now, it's funny that I'm telling you all this shit, but it's not something that I have into practice. I am more telling you this idea. This is shit people have been telling me all along. I've been telling me. It's not the whole don't be sensitive, but this is something that being more resilient, learning to give a middle finger to the world, learning to wear your weakness, your areas of improvement like a badge of honor, like an armor, so no one could use it to hurt you. So it's easy for me to explain the, hold on, that air filter's not fucking working. Yeah, it's easy for me to tell you the theory about it. I feel like I'm starting to preach here about not letting people hurt your feelings when I struggle with that shit myself. I'm just sharing an observation that just made me realize that, okay, I get it. And yeah, I guess reading her tweets were inspirational. What time is it? Okay, let me, I gotta wrap this up. I just realized that I didn't read any of her tweets. Let me find one that actually made me chuckle. Did I really not put that in my notes? I am so embarrassed with myself. I am so mad at myself. No, I didn't. Fuck. It was in my, hold on. Let me go to my notes. There we go. You can hate me now. Okay. One guy just tweeted. This was a recent tweet 12 hours ago. He goes, I'm not going to say their name, but piece of shit. Just out of nowhere goes, what's the whore doing today? No question mark, but they just put that and they added Stormy Daniels. And she responds with, not sure why you're curious, but just fed by horses, flex, and muck stalls. Don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's rich people shit. Signing photos and Team Stormy shirts, mailing them, booking crew location for a music video. Oh, not bad. I'm directing floating in my pool, and then my live show on OnlyFans, Stormy Daniels. Basically the usual. Oh my God. Fucking hold on a second. Like, flex, homie. That's a fucking flex. And where do I buy these shirts? Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? It's like all they got is, oh, you used to be a porn star. Oh, you used to be a stripper. Oh, you're a woman. Oh, okay. A lot of these people who are mad at her, you know, are MAGAs, and, you know, and instead of, it's kind of disgust, not disgust, it's beyond disgust, it's beyond stupid. It's instead of being fucking mad at Trump, he's the asshole who paid her hush money. Instead of being mad at him, they're mad at, they're targeting her to say, you're the reason why my savior is being attacked right now. And they're coming up with all kinds, like, that's why they're mad. And it's like the wife who gets mad at her husband for sleeping with a prostitute, who gets mad at a prostitute for sleeping with her fucking husband. Prostitute is just doing business. Your husband ain't shit. That's who you should talk to. Go after fucking Trump, man. Anyway, I knew I had so much to say about this shit, but I couldn't put that in a tweet. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, good thing I'm a current porn star. There's a lot of entertaining responses on her part. And and that's why I was thinking about how I was getting a lesson about self-concept from a porn star. And it just made me think of that line by Tupac in his track, Nothing But Love, when he says, I got my game about women from a prostitute. And I just thought it was like a funny choice of words. It was an interesting, fascinating. Like, I used to say shit like, back in my religious day, I used to say that, and it was true, how I got everything I understood about spirituality, I got it from, yes. And I hang on to this sentence. I said, everything I learned about spirituality, I learned from an atheist. And because the atheist was just showing me, well, A, what I appreciate about the atheists is they were making me, they allowed me to understand the parts of in my quest for to follow Jesus, where I was being a little zealot, where I was bullshitting, where I was talking out of my ass, forgetting that it's fictitious. But anyway, I like that. What's the word? Dichotomy, that opposite, that got my game about women from a prostitute. I remember saying that out loud, and someone's like, oh, that's stupid. How are you going to learn about picking up women from a prostitute? Yeah, they fucking missed the point. I hate people like that. You missed the fucking point. So all this to say, yes, that's why I'm going with, I'm just going to say, fuck it. I'm going for shock value. I'm going to say, I got a lesson about self-esteem from a prostitute. That's what I'm saying. There we go. From a prostitute, from a porn star. There we go. Self-esteem. All right, that's going to be the title of the show. And with that said, boys and girls, this concludes today's episode, midweek episode of Shut Up Podcast. I'll be back this weekend with another episode, but until then, holler at me on Twitter until, Elon Musk fucks it up, at bblizak or Shut Up Podcast. Website address is shutuppodcast.com, where you can find our show notes and the RSS feed to subscribe to the podcast. Email address, fuck, I'm old. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. And again, like I mentioned, to subscribe to the podcast, use the RSS feed on the website or go to Apple Podcast. Yo, thank you for listening. Seriously, man, I came in feeling one way and I'm feeling another way, which is a better. Thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast. Peace.
I ain't no devil. This is not the words of Jesus Christ.
Shut your mouth, Kane, bitch.